This is Earth and Sky. Last year, researchers at the Mayo Clinic and the Heart Hospital of Austin, Texas, announced they'd found nanobacteria inside diseased human arteries.
These are extremely small particles, and they've also been found associated with other diseases such as kidney stones and ovarian cancer. All of these diseases involve what's called calcification, dangerous deposits of calcium. Nanobacteria might be one of several factors, including genetic mutations that cause calcification.
Neva Chiefgiolu is director of science at a company called Nanobac Life Sciences. She's trying to isolate genetic material from nanobacteria to understand just what they are. Despite the label bacteria, scientists aren't sure if nanobacteria are truly alive.
We realized that at this moment, we really don't care if these things are alive or dead. This is an agent in our blood which is causing a problem, and certainly they need to be characterized.
Chiefgiolu also worries that nanobacteria could easily contaminate medical products such as blood and vaccines. These products are typically sterilized with filters that are fine enough to remove bacteria and viruses, but not something as small as nanobacteria. Her company's developing methods to detect and eradicate nanobacteria. And that's our show, with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Bloch and Bird, for Earth and Sky.